When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Forever Dog.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum.
That's me! Yay! Baby, that's me, baby.
Today on the podcast...
This week, it's me on the keys! Yay!
Today on the podcast, we have our number one guest, Hollywood insider, Ayo Edebiri.
How's it
along
going?
With number one audience member, Rodney Barry. Podcast, and when we do the podcast, we have fun doing it. So please make sure to listen to it while it plays. Have fun.
That's me on the keys. It's on the keys.
Wow.
There you go.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Well, how's everybody doing?
What did you talk about?
I said when
I was lost in the keys.
We're going to be... What?
I was lost in the keys. And I couldn't hear a damn thing you were saying.
Well, today we're going to be listening to. We're going to be talking.
What?
Today we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. But we.
What do you mean?
Oh, we're going to talk about movies.
Okay. Tell them what we're going to talk about.
And other art.
Yeah.
Well, first I need to intro our guest again.
Then do it. What
well,
is
today
what,
we have
what are
our
you doing?
Dear friend, who's a Hollywood insider. Ayo Edebiri.
How's it going? Hi.
Thanks for doing
Thanks
it.
For having me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we good? What's your favorite music?
Oh, sound. One that goes long.
Okay, here it goes.
Wait, how did you know?
Because you gave me.
I guess I told you.
Gave you gave me all the keywords.
Yeah. Thank you.
Perfect description.
It's awesome.
Ayo, so what about this song? Really, do you love?
My dad used to sing it in the coal mines, and he worked there. And I would always go on the roof when he was there. Because I didn't go to school.
Wait, is the roof of the coal mines just like the ground?
Yes, and
it's called the ground. In coal mine language, that's called the roof.
The roof. And even though I'm not a coal miner myself, I identify with the culture.
And you still use coal miner lingo.
The roof is on fire is when the ground is normal. The water is hot is when there's lots of coal that's cold. If it's raining, you say, oop, looks like it's going to be coal season soon. So things like that I'm sure your coal miner listeners will understand.
Yeah. Well, the coal mining industry in the 90s and early 2000s was huge.
Big.
Because of Bush.
And I just wanted to say one thing that I know that this isn't a political podcast, but I gotta say, get that boy back in office.
That's what I say.
Get that boy back in office.
Yes, we miss him. We love him.
We love
Earlier,
him.
We were talking about how when Bush was president, all you had to do was bonk on a TV to get it to start working.
Yes.
And then Obama comes in, and all of a sudden TVs
flat
are
screen,
flat.
Screen,
what are you talking about? I'm calling Comcast. I'm calling DirecTV.
I'm calling HBO.
I'm calling Bush, baby. I'm saying come back. I'm trying to hit my TV. Watch that Steve Wilkos pronto, baby. I'm trying to look at Steve Wilkos ASAP with the little fuzzies.
So we want Obama out of office and we want Bush
back
in.
Right,
Rod?
Rod, you agree?
Well, Trump is in office.
No,
I don't know.
No.
You want to go further back?
Trump who?
The guy who's
Donald
in Home
Trump.
Alone?
Yeah, from Home Alone.
Yeah, you're thinking of Home Alone.
Yeah, he's in Little Rascals.
And 2 Weeks Notice.
Yeah, you're thinking of the actor.
You're thinking of the actor Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the
actor can't be president. No, Rod, where did you go to
school? Ronald Reagan was famously
a president.
An actor.
He was he was before Bush.
Yeah, he did some sketch work, but
that's not the same.
That's just some of his college sketch team.
Yeah.
He wasn't a serious actor like Trump.
Rod, I think you're an actor. You're acting like a fool.
Nice. Go off, king. Slay.
All right, immediately we're on fire. I feel like we should go ahead and start talking about the film that we all saw.
That's fire.
Yeah, we all saw this film together. We went to the drive-in, the local drive-in in
Santa Maria, California.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Santa Maria, California drive-in.
It's a high drive.
It's the one you can only get in on Razor scooter.
Yeah. So we all scooted in, which was fun to coordinate because it's not often that Rod Clay and I have a fellow scooter friend. And so since I was in town, we were like, well, finally we got somebody to scoot up to that drive-in.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Because I recently moved from New York, which is famously a very scooter-friendly city. City. And so I was very nervous coming here, not being able to scoot.
Yeah. And now you can. Now you have a scooter friend. So we packed our pockets full of Oxy and some other downers. And we headed up to that drive-in.
Yeah. It was good because we all took them at the same time. And so then we all it all hit at the same time. And our feet were felt very synchronized to me personally.
Yeah,
I was high as a dog.
Clay was famously as high as a dog, which we'll get to later. But first, we got to get into the plot of this movie, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson. Captain Marvel is basically...
Like the cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the cheese, but she's American.
What's the movie called again?
She's not American.
Captain Marvel.
Brie Larson.
She's not American cheese. She's Brie cheese.
Yeah, she's Brie Larson, but she is American. American it's very confusing.
She is American cheese, Brie Larson.
So she...
What is the movie called?
Captain Marvel.
I remember that.
It's like we got a Captain Marvel, we got a Captain America, but we still got a Lieutenant Dan movie. Give me a break. So...
Amen, brother.
Oh, God. We need that movie.
Yeah. Get it with it, Marvel. I'll give Marvel one more year till they're canceled. So Captain Marvel is a young girl she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the movie, is she Captain now?
She's not the Captain now.
Okay.
She's not the Captain now, but she actually technically is. When does she become the Captain now?
I think she's like a captain in the Air Force, maybe.
Okay, so she's
I don't know.
So beginning of the movie,
that makes sense, right?
But you're reminding me that there is a giant missed opportunity in this film, and that's its only flaw. But Captain Marvel begins
to say, "You're the Captain now."
Yeah, which would be the end.
Yeah, the guy from the ship movie was there, and he said, "You're the Captain now."
Right? Why wasn't he in it?
He passes it over to her.
Yeah.
They're so stupid in Hollywood. Yeah. Don't get me into it.
Perfect opportunity. Anyway, so she's fighting Jude Law and Bleeding Blue, and she doesn't know who she is. So
I like this. Bleeding Blue. Bleeding Blue, like a true American.
Yeah.
And this is this movie's pro war.
She's a Crip.
Oh,
she is a Crip.
She's a Crip. Uh-huh.
Which is American made.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
And this movie is pro war. Marvel is pro war.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she's fighting Jude Law and she doesn't know who she is, so she has to meet with Annette Bening.
Mm-hmm.
And Annette Bening doesn't really help inform her.
No. Yeah, Annette Bening also bleeds blue.
Mm-hmm. And so that's interesting.
Why'd she do that?
Because she got a good haircut.
Okay.
She got a good haircut. And they're aliens. They're a part of the Kree race.
Okay. Yes. Wait, are you still high as a dog?
No.
No.
No, they
in this
aliens.
Universe, Clay, there's aliens. So they're part of the Kree race. Mm. And Brie Larson just doesn't know who she is. And she wants to figure it out. So she has to go meet Annette Bening all the time. And she only gets like little flashes. And her flashes are often like she's a little kid and she's falling down. Or she's on a rope and she's a grown up, but she's falling down. And
why is she falling down so much?
Because she
has narcolepsy.
She's narcoleptic?
I mean, it feels like it.
Yeah, I think so.
We don't know, but we assume. That makes a lot of sense. Like, I was thinking
I did go to medical school for a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Just because I kept passing through. I live next to a medical school, so I kept walking.
You would pop in.
Because it was close.
Yeah.
And so the big focus that year was narcolepsy.
Okay.
And so just watching it, she's always falling.
Yeah.
She's always slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Basically sleeping.
Yeah. I remember. I went to medical school for a little bit, and it's always first year narcolepsy, second year headaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And third year is like boob surgery.
Yeah, boob surgery. Jobs, of course.
Yeah. That's why I'm in class going, almost stick around.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you got to get to the third year.
Yeah.
See those bazongas.
Yeah. That's everybody's main reason for going, right?
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. So she's always falling down. She's remembering that. And then she has to go on a mission, and she has to kill a bunch of these people called the Skrull. And these Skrull people are pointy-eared goblins.
Yes.
What? And they can transform into anything.
Yeah, they look like Will Smith and Bright.
Yes, exactly like that.
Uh-huh.
Which is nice.
That's
and
nice.
They're fun, these Skrulls. But they're bad guys, you think. And she has to go get one of the Skrulls down on Earth, and she falls into a Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd she do that?
Well, because it's the 90s.
The ship crashed. That makes sense.
She's falling all over the place. What's wrong with her? Oh, no.
She can't. Yeah. I said.
Narcolepsy.
Okay. I said. So.
Yeah, she said.
So maybe clean the shit out of your ears.
I'm sorry.
Your ears are fucking nasty.
And maybe if I would have stayed for the fourth year of college, I would have figured out how to clean the shit out of your ears.
That is true.
That is the fourth.
The fourth year's the hardest, though.
And when they said, this is the last day of the boob year, you go, well, I know what I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out of here, third year.
Yeah.
And the fourth year's the most expensive, too, because you got to buy Q-tips.
Q-tips. And those, like, cost a freaking arm and a leg and another arm and a fortune.
Yeah.
So for me, personally, I just learned what I got to learn. Get out of there.
Yeah. Just, you don't need the degree as long as you got the knowledge.
I learned on the job.
You were ripping pants that third year.
Yeah. I was. And I wasn't embarrassed because I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
It's just an auditorium full.
Yeah.
Auditorium full of people ripping pants.
So
let's go.
So she falls into the Blockbuster. She's looking for the Skrull. They fight on the train on the blue line, which is fun.
Yeah.
I love trains.
Yeah.
Well, the Skrull can change their face to whatever they want.
Yeah.
So they can, if they see, look at you, they can change their face to you. So she's like, who the heck am I going to fight?
Yeah.
Fights his freaking grandma. And everybody on the train is like, you're a bad person. And she's like, no, you're dumb.
You're dumb, you're stupid, you're a bitch.
You're stupid, you're a bitch, you're an ass because there's girls.
Well, my favorite line is when she stands up in the center of the of the train and a person goes, what are you doing? And she says, suck my dick, bitch.
It's awesome. It's really good.
Rocks.
Yeah.
And it's like type of... I mean, Marvel like really understood that they had an opportunity to make a feminist, powerful movie. And with that line, suck my dick. My dick, bitch. It's like, that's as me. I'm a little girl. I'm watching that movie. I'm saying, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that. Woo! I can be science. I can be NASA. I can make someone suck my dick, bitch.
Yep. And that's why this movie's important. So she fights around town. She fights the bad boys. And she then meets Samuel L. Jackson in a big office.
He's young.
And he looks probably about 40.
Yes.
He's
good. Samuel Jackson, who's famously 102 years old.
Uh-huh. And he's
famously
highest grossing actor of all time. He looks 40 in this.
He's the highest age actor of all time.
Yes.
No, he's both at the same time.
Okay.
Yes. He's the oldest actor and the most money actor.
Uh-huh.
So they are running around together. They become friends. They encounter a little cat named Goose. Goose the cat is special. And the Skrull aliens are afraid of this cat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then,
is Goose the bird in it?
No, Goose cat.
This Goose is a cat in this. It's really confusing.
But Goose is normally bird.
But Goose's cat is named Goose.
Yeah. Isn't there a Goose in that other pro-war movie?
Top Gun.
Yeah.
And that okay.
That's
is good, and so when war is good, you can make references to other good war.
Yeah. And good war, good has G-O-O, and so does Goose. Okay,
exactly.
I'm putting the pieces together.
That's because of that third year of college.
I was 30 years of college, and was ripping pants, and I was also high as a dog watching this movie, so I don't know what was going on.
Well, you're high as a dog, and this is right before you strayed away, which we'll get into in a second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, so we're watching the cat, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson, they're running around. They run to a little house where Brie Larson's, I guess, a person that she used to know
in the past, because she realizes that this person also knew Annette Bening, and she's like, well, we have to meet. And then the person's like, oh my god, I thought you were dead. And she's like, no, I'm blue inside.
Yeah. You've been gone for 6 years. And she's like, we used to be friends. And she's like, yes, best friends, and I love you. And you're like, okay, these people are used to be best friends, and now this woman, her friend, has a baby who's now not a baby. She's like 10.
Famously stole this part from me.
Really?
Yep. Oh, I would have been the baby.
Part? You auditioned for that part?
Yeah, I auditioned for the baby, and they said, you're an adult. And I said, maybe. Mm.
But I wasn't. You weren't an adult.
And it's like, I was like, it's acting.
Yeah, put me on
put me on so I can act.
Put me on the green screen.
You're famous because you have done a bunch of roles where you play kids and you put shoes on your knees.
Yep.
And you're the most you're the actor who's most convincingly done that.
Have you seen The Little Rascals?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I was all of them.
You were all of them?
Every single one?
Well, that's you don't like to talk about that. Because you like to be known as a stand-up comedian.
I know, but you made me feel safe to share that. Good. And I am trying to going to therapy again recently, and I'm trying to be proud of who I was. And
which is the number one most successful,
highest grossing
neon shoe
actor. Neon shoe actor. Yeah. Yes, that's me. And it's like, you know what? I don't do that anymore, and I won't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of the fact that I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen Home Alone?
Yes.
The one that Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
One and two.
Okay. Yeah. So I was him in the second one.
Donald Trump?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
She played Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2.
Yeah, because he got too big.
Oh, he's too big at the time.
Yeah.
No, Macaulay.
Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where this, sorry to bring it up, but she becomes a part of this movie.
Yeah, it's
this young girl.
I'm fine. I'm happy for her.
And then the scroll appears and goes, we need to talk. As it turns out, guess what? I know I've been bad for this whole movie, but now I'm actually a good guy, and I have been good this whole time.
Ding dong.
And I'm just trying to get my family back, and I think we're fighting.
So then someone
also he's Irish.
Someone was bad, yes. But someone was bad, but
exactly.
Clay,
get it out.
Yes.
Someone was bad, but now they're not.
Exactly.
Yeah. When this is the point where Clay just walks off.
Love
and we're
him.
Worried about him because he snorted a ton of oxy.
So much.
And he just kind of walked off into the Santa Maria woods.
Meanwhile, left his freaking scooter. We're freaked.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you walk off, but you'll bring your scooter. Uh-huh. You left your scooter. Scary.
Yeah. I mean, I was high as a bulldog. I won't lie.
And so we don't know where he is, but we do smell the faint smell of a grilled burger.
Mm-hmm.
And we imagine, he's probably following that scent. He basically was lifted up off the ground because of how strong the scent was, and he just floated
ass straight up in the air, though. It was nose forward, ass up.
Yeah, he's just looking for that burger. We kind of knew, so we weren't so worried.
Where's my burger? My burger.
That's what,
Where's my burger? I'm as a freaking dog. I think I smell a burger.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where's this a burger smell?
This burger.
I was trying to write something down, but I keep on forgetting. Someone was bad, now they're good.
Yeah, and he goes, I need your help. And she's like, oh my God. So Jude Law, who was my friend in the beginning of the movie, who's been teaching me as a Cree?
Yes.
Yeah, a Cree.
Something sneaky's going on.
Wait, there's a Cree, there's the Strys, right?
What's up?
Skrull.
Okay.
Now the Skrulls are good and the Kree are bad.
Okay.
She's putting the pieces together. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm not who I am. Maybe I am an Earthling, whatever. So they devise a plan. At this point, Jude Law is hot on the tail.
Hot.
And so she comes, but Samuel L. Jackson.
Also, if you watch the other Marvel movies, then the guy that he's been talking to, bad guy.
Yeah, Ronan.
Ronan, the accuser.
Ronan and Jude Law are doing stuff together.
What is a Ronan?
Ronan is accusing them of some stuff, bad stuff.
Very smart.
Yeah.
J'accuse.
J'accuse.
Accuse, not to be mixed up with jacuzzi, which is what I wish I was in this winter weather.
Go off key.
Yeah. Jude Law comes, and guess what? They're gone.
What?
They're gone.
They're gone. Okay.
They're gone. They've already taken the spaceship up. The cat, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson's friend, and Brie Larson.
Yeah, and the Skrull.
Oh, and the Skrull.
Who's Irish?
Yes.
Scottish?
Ben Mendelsohn, who's Australian.
Frick. Okay.
Well,
but maybe he's doing a voice.
He's really charming.
Was he
so
it's doing
confusing.
Australian?
No. I don't know what he was doing.
He was wait a minute. Oh, that's Australian for sure.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait, do it again.
Do it again?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's Australian.
Wait a minute. I'm a refugee.
Sir?
What up?
Ganesha, where? Okay, I'm in Sydney.
No,
where's,
sorry.
Where's Melbourne?
Hey, for the up.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Austin. That's really good. That's Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah.
So they're gone up to save Ben Mendelsohn's
family.
Sometimes
I'm his stunt double.
You are?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I have to put on platform shoes, which is a different skill.
That's the opposite
skill. She's got a lot of skills.
Just three.
Well.
So how much money are you raking in?
That's the hard part. Sorry.
What?
It's tricky to talk about.
Okay, we can save it.
No, yeah. Actually...
It's just a lot of money. It's hard to count.
It's so much money.
Okay, well, yes. But here's the thing. Frick. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed. Okay, well, I had a horse racing problem.
What?
I had a horse racing problem.
You race horses?
Yeah, too many.
How many?
Like 63,000.
You raced 63,000?
Yeah, and that was a problem because I was racing them all against each other. I was the only person racing horses at a certain point.
And but you then, were betting on them?
Yes, because they were mine.
But where'd the money go?
Well, to loan sharks.
Wait,
wheelers, why do you have a loan shark dealers.
Well, I think you still have that money.
What?
Yeah. I don't think if you're betting against yourself. And for yourself.
Oh my God.
That means the money's still there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I got so nervous.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, thank God. Okay, I'm still rich. Never mind.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. Oh, good.
Okay, so at this point, Clay is still gone. We don't know where he is. Yeah.
Right. We're all worried about that.
We're all totally worried about it. And then Brie Larson and the gang, they're all in space.
Mm.
And they're fighting these. And Ben Mendelsohn gets his family back.
And what does he sound like?
Hey, my family! Oh, I missed you! Oh, come here, hug me! I'm bald! Hello! I love you! It's going something together! I'm with idiots! Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, and that's direct from the script.
That's a clip from the movie.
Yeah. So,
that was good.
Then the Kree come to get Ben Mendelsohn and his
family. Because what happened is that they uncloaked the ship.
Yeah.
And then they didn't cloak it back.
They forgot to cloak it back.
Classic problem. Classic.
And the Kree saw, now let's see the ship, they come. But guess what? That cat they've been hanging out with, he's got sucking tentacles.
He got big tentacle mouth.
And so he kills all of them.
Yep.
And
sucks
in the meantime, Brie Larson realizes that she is a human from Earth because she ate a machine.
What?
Or something.
Yeah, so
well, Clay, you weren't there.
She shot the machine.
You were in the freaking forest freaking trying to catch a dang-ass burger, dude.
You're chasing that burger. You're
chasing that mid-movie burger through the forest on Oxy.
Yeah, I'm just floating through the air.
Yeah. So that's fun and cool. This cat can eat all these people, and it does. And in the meantime, Captain Jude Law finds Brie Larson, who is Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel beats her up in the dark.
Yeah,
beats him up in the dark, and it's really powerful.
It's pretty cool because basically it turns out that because she absorbed the energy of a machine, she is a rocket, and she can just do whatever she wants because she's a warhead.
Okay. Yeah, and she bleeds blue because Jude Law put some of his blood in her.
What?
Yeah. What? Which they kind of skim over. So then they go back to Earth, where they fight, and then Brie Larson tests out her big powers, and she full-on Captain Marvels a bunch of rockets.
Straight up, blast through them,
and she goes back to, saves the day, tosses Ronan, Jude Law into space.
Yeah, Ronan's accuser's like, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Run a jacuzzi. It's cold out here.
Yeah, thank you. And then he's like, we're gonna get her. And they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, we're gonna get the weapon. Yeah. And they're like, oh, a weapon?
Because she loves war so much.
He's like, the girl. Okay. She's the weapon.
She's a freaking babe.
She's a freaking babe. That bitch launched 1,000 ships.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's how I got back into the theater.
Well, this is right when Clay gets back.
Everyone was saying, I'm horny. And I followed the sounds.
Well, you heard everybody go, which was their pants tightening.
Yeah. I heard pants rip, and they go, ooh, hubba, hubba.
And you're chewing on your burger.
I chew on my burger. I was like, why is everyone hubba hubbing about?
But you had the burger in your mouth, so it sounded different. Because you were listening to Michael Jackson. You had to go to the woods to listen to Michael Jackson in private because he's been canceled.
He's afraid of canceled.
And so Clay was embarrassed, and that's why he went to the woods, and then he smelled the burger.
I smelled the burger, and I go, hee hee.
That's ammonia.
I get it. It's hard. It's a bummer.
Yeah. So, as it turns out, Captain Marvel's really powerful. Samuel L. Jackson's like, well, we're going to start the Avengers. So, if we ever need you, we'll give you a call. And she goes, all right, better be important. And she runs off, and then that's the end of the movie.
Then the cat throws up a beeper.
Yeah, the cat throws up the
Tesseract.
Oh, that's so much random sauce.
Yeah,
it was.
And Clay is sitting there chowing down, still on his burger.
Yeah. Still listening to freaking MJ on his Walkman. I'm like, enough.
Doing some of his favorite MJ noises, which are... And, you know, I really enjoyed myself, and that's why I give this film my... One of the easiest 10 out of 10s I've ever given.
Wow, that's a really good score.
What do you think, Io?
I think it was awesome. I think it was women. I think it was war. And that's all the things that I look for in a movie. If your movie isn't about babes and war, I don't want to freaking see it.
Yeah.
If your movie doesn't have women becoming rockets, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. I want guns. I want rockets. Mm-hmm. I want suits.
Mm-hmm. Suits.
And sometimes those suits are just one suit that goes together. It's not even separate parts. Mm-hmm. And that movie had all that for me.
Uh-huh.
Straight up, easy, simple, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay, Ro, what do you think about this?
For me, you got Goose the Cat in there, and that's an easy 10 out of 10 for me. I love that stupid cat.
Oh, how many hee-hees do you give it?
Oh, I definitely
count them.
You know how many I would give?
Huh.
I'll give two.
Oh.
Yeah, well, two is the most hee-hees you can give.
That's true.
So I'll give it two.
Okay.
Two hee-hees.
But hey, what does Clint Tatum think? This is like a random, like, 90s movie, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. We need, like, some Nirvana. Huh?
Yeah, we need some Havana.
Okay.
Havana by Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the song.
Camila Cabello. Havana. There you go.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Marvelous Miss Marvel. First, 1990, now 2019. Okay. I'm the captain now, and I'm pro-war. She loves beating the shit out of people and also killing. I'm high as a damn dog. Someone in this movie is not a baby, but was a baby, you know what I mean? Someone was bad, but now they're good. Oh, I understand. You got the blue button now, okay, and hee-hee Shimona. There's my pen. And that's right, for everything I said, where's my damn pen? Oh, there it is. And for that and everything else I said, I give this movie 10 out of 10.
Wow.
That's a great
perfect
review.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
And I also give it a hee-hee.
So that's 10 out of 10 all the way around. That's a 40%.
Plus my 10, plus your 10.
We got two 10s each, so that's 80%, which is a perfect score.
Well, that's 60 with ours.
The U.S. government naturally gives a 20% to every movie that has a woman become a rocket.
Oh, so this is a first 100%?
This is our first.
Well, this is the first 100% because it is the government did give it money because of the pro-war.
Because of the planes. Because
it loves war.
Planes.
Because planes are used in war, and government said, well, this is part of war, so they gave the movie extra money, and I think that's actually real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Rich people love planes.
No, say it.
Rich people in politics love plane.
Yeah.
Every time they see a plane, they go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And every time I see a plane, I go,
what now? Those are, sorry. So I am a Hollywood insider.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right.
And
yes.
I actually was Michael Jackson's doctor.
That's right.
Yeah, when he died. And
you didn't get in trouble him. Because you hadn't graduated
medical school yet. And if I had, oh my freaking fucking God, can you imagine? Thank God I just was in school and not official doctor yet. But basically, everybody knows insider secret, insider, outsider secret. Basically, Michael Jackson is canceled and forever. Yes. Bad. But I will say,
beat it. I absolutely gotta beat it like the song.
Uh-huh. But one thing that's really impressive is that he was making his best noises towards the end of his life.
That's sad.
Yes.
This
is something that I had heard of, but I wasn't sure if it was just like one of those classic Hollywood rumors.
Yeah, one of those internet rumors.
So he was making his best noises till
perfect noises, I would say.
And do you remember hearing any of these noises?
Yeah, I was brought back to a lot of them by Clay, who sounds scarily similar to him.
And so you've actually told Clay a lot of them.
A lot of them.
So y'all have both know the noises.
Yeah. I think
Wait, he said it oh dingy dong dong shep dem bing bing. Whoa. I'm just truly just mimicking you and imagining him doing it.
I mean, if you could have been him, what would be a noise that you would make?
Well, he would mix it in with the song, which was like,
of course.
It's black, it's white, shep dang bing ding dong.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Feel like I'm on his deathbed right now.
So he was dying, taking his last breaths, and that's when he went. Whoa.
Yeah.
He barked like a dog.
Yeah.
He goes.
Yeah. And then he died, so I left.
You wait, so he just died, and then you were like, oh,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor for dead people. Yeah. I'm a doctor for alive people.
Wait, so did you call the authorities? I'm not saying you should have, because you weren't a doctor.
Thanks.
Officially.
Thanks.
So you left. And that's probably why you didn't actually get in trouble, is because you went, Mike? You went.
Yeah, well, I had an audition.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this is when you were doing your.
Yeah, for Baby Geniuses.
Oh,
of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at this point, you were doing your knee on shoes on knees.
Yes. And I don't know if anybody's just like a person, like a young person today, you know, it's so hard working more than one job at the same time, mm-hmm. being a multi-hyphenate. Mm-hmm. So I had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So you left. And then who actually ended up discovering him and calling the cops?
Whoever got arrested for being his doctor.
Yeah.
And that wasn't actually.
No.
It was you.
But ish, kind of, yeah.
And do you feel any remorse?
Nope.
Why?
Because I didn't finish medical school.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his fault.
It's his fault. Why did he hire me?
That's really a good point.
Thank you.
And what was he kind of... Did he ever give you any advice about you in the entertainment industry?
No, he mostly just made me pizza rolls.
Did he talk
really?
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool of him.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff would he eat?
Bananas, leftover pizza rolls that I didn't finish, water, a lot of water.
He would eat water?
Yeah.
He would eat it, like, chomp on it?
Like, fully chew it. And I was like, how are you doing that? Is it ice? And he'd say,
no.
And he'd go,
wow, so that's another one of his noises.
Yeah. Yeah, when he was chewing on water. Mm-hmm. I never figured out how he did it, which is crazy because I was his doctor. And so, of any all people, I should have been able to figure out.
Was there ever any suspicious behavior?
No.
Because he was...
Nope.
He was too busy. Yeah, that's all the things he had to do.
I was like... I was just really crazy busy.
Yeah.
So I just listened to his heart once a day. And then he would just make me pizza rolls and be like, I know that you're busy. Do what you want to do. And then I'd say thank you.
He would sing to you.
Yeah.
He'd say, I know that you're busy. Do what you want to do. Is that what it would sound like, Clay?
Can I have some pizza rolls when you're finished? I'm done with my water. Can I have some girls?
What's that last noise?
Samonia. I'm still hungry.
Wow.
It's so, like he's here with us.
It is really. So would he ever like... So I've heard a lot of stuff like when Michael Jackson was alone with people he was close to, he would talk in a different voice, like a more deeper voice. Did he do that with you?
We weren't close.
Oh.
I was just his medical professional.
But he would cook for you.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Pizza
so
rolls.
I think we were like acquaintances.
And was he laying in his bed most of the time?
Or on a hoverboard.
He had a hoverboard?
Yeah. What kind he had a hoverboard and Heelys.
Whoa.
So sometimes he would be on his Heelys on the hoverboard.
And he was pretty frail at the time, right?
Yes. He was so skinny.
And would you say, don't do that?
That's yeah. I'd be like, if you fall, your bones are going to turn to dust.
But you're looking really good.
Well, you look awesome.
Yes.
And I'll be like, I wish I looked like you. And mm-hmm. he'd be like, shut up.
He goes, I spoke out of the water.
As you, he'd say,
shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Give him a water to chew.
Give me some water to chew.
And well, so I would do it because I was his doctor, but he looked so good.
Damn. So were you a fan of his before going in?
I actually don't really listen to music.
Oh.
Because you're so busy with the doctor.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's
but now that you're not doctor, a doctor, she do you got listen auditions. To music?
Mostly I listen to podcasts, like when sounds of me in surgery, giving myself notes so I could like review my notes mm-hmm. later. Mm. I think it's really important for my process. Even though I'm still not a doctor, sometimes I do get asked to do surgeries and it's people that
have you done any notable surgeries recently?
Let's see.
Like any big celebs, any big surgeries?
Yeah. I separated some Siamese twins.
No way.
Yeah, they did die.
Where?
Oh.
Where yeah. were they attached?
The head and the hip.
Head and hip.
Yeah.
But you thought it was head and neck.
Yeah, and so that was a problem.
So you accidentally cut their neck off?
Yep.
I've heard of this happening.
It's crazy.
It's why when you have surgery, like on an arm or a leg, they make sure that you with take a marker and draw on it.
Yeah.
So they forgot to do that.
Pretty much. And that's not on me. That's on the nurse's assistant.
And the school. Yeah. The medical school.
Yeah. And you're not finishing it. Not finishing medical
school. So have you? How many people have you killed?
What's up?
Because of
the school.
Because you didn't graduate.
Well, some of it isn't me. Like, I didn't kill Michael.
Right.
He died.
Right. He died. And then the Siamese twins.
I'll own up to that one. But that's basically one person.
Yeah.
True.
And
they didn't mark on the right part.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's their fault.
I mean, someone walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, she survived it, so.
Yeah.
Is this something that keeps you awake at night? Like all of this stuff? You've clearly had a really crazy life with these shoes on the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And then also.
Well, she's probably staying up all night going, am I going to get this audition?
Yeah. And now also with the tall acting that you're doing.
I mean, I don't feel any remorse or sadness towards my medical career because a lot of people don't even have the guts to be doctors. And I feel brave for following my dream mm-hmm. that was once my dream, even though it's not my dream anymore. I think I just feel bad sometimes when I wish, you know, maybe that I had acted in more with more shoes.
Yeah.
And not just one pair of shoes that on my knees. And now I wish I could act as my own height.
Yeah.
Mm. It's really hard. It's actually harder than people think that it is uh-huh. to act your own height. I wish I could act my own height. I wish I could go to war.
Yeah.
Right.
And why can't you go to war?
I'm not allowed to be in the army.
Because why?
Because
you didn't graduate school?
Because I didn't graduate school. And you have to graduate school to be in the army. And
yeah.
Because they know my career with my different types of height shifting. Mm-hmm. And they think that I can maybe be a spy. And because of that, they don't trust me.
Because you're
an actor.
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
If you're a good actor, you're a good spot.
Sometimes when you're really talented at military stuff, they don't want you in the military because they know that you could.
Yes.
You know, like what
exactly
you could switch
overthrow
on
the military. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But me, Witt, and Rod are also very good at military stuff, but we don't go because Bush is not president.
Yeah.
We'd go. We'd do anything for Bush.
If Bush got back to where you and got in president mode again,
yeah,
and put those TVs,
those
where you could bonk on the TV and the TV would start working again.
I would go to war.
I would
beg him to draft me. Draft me.
Draft my ass.
Please let me.
And if he didn't, I'd say, suck my dick, bitch.
Hell yeah.
You'd say that to, to Bush?
I'd say, draft me, king. And then he goes, sir, yes, sir. I go, no, that's what I say.
Yeah.
And he goes, I love you. I go, I love you too.
And then you go,
Shabona.
I think that's going to happen.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I think we can will it into existence. Does Bush have any kids?
He has two daughters.
His baby Bush?
He has baby Bushes?
Yeah, he has two daughters. I don't know.
Jeb.
Jeb a brother.
Jeb a brother?
Jeb a child.
Jeb a child, man.
Jeb and Baby Bush twins.
Jeb and Baby Bush. No, Jeb a child and Jeb, Jeb a gonna be president.
No, yeah. Jeb his brother.
I'm not going to war for Jeb. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because he's not the main bush. He's not the main bush in the forest. What? Whoa.
That's George W.
George W.
He's the main bush in the forest.
George W. Bush, what does W stand for? Where are you?
Yeah, where are you? We need you.
George, where are you, Bush?
George, we need you, Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my boy, Bush.
The W stands for?
I would just buy stuff for Jeb.
You would?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't.
I just buy stuff for anyone, though.
Yeah, sure.
Sneaky.
Except Obama.
Wow. Yeah, me too. Because of the TV thing.
Thank you.
Because he brought it to the flat screens.
He introduced flat screens.
I'm trying to put my TV on my wall? Shut up.
Yeah, and what if... what if my... You can't bonk on a wall TV because guess what? It sounds like you're knocking on your neighbor's wall.
Nice. I'm going to try to piss off my neighbor.
Yeah, I want to bonk on that boxy TV on my credens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to piss off my neighbor, I would just remind him Barack Obama's president.
Yeah. All right, I'd remind him that Michael Jackson's canceled.
Hee-hee.
And you can't get to hear any of his new fun noises that he was going to get to do.
Nope.
Because he's dead?
Because he's dead and canceled. Because he's dead and canceled.
Wait, were there recordings of these noises?
I have to burn them soon.
What are you doing with them right now?
Just keeping them in my closet in the box.
Mm. So he gave them all to you?
Yeah.
Did he say why? You guys were pretty close.
He wouldn't call me a friend. Which is a problem.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be like, oh, we were close.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But he wants pizza rolls.
Well, he made stuff for me, but I feel like he never told me any secrets. I didn't really tell him that many secrets.
Hmm. You told him some, though.
Well, a few.
Like what?
Like one time when I was a kid, I saw a bunch of puppies in the ground. And so I picked them up and I hugged them and I kissed them. And then my mom came out and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? Those aren't puppies. Those are baby rats. And then she got really mad at me. And I had to take like 4 showers. And she didn't let me sleep in my bed for a while because she thought I'd make the bed dirty. What's up? What's up?
Sorry.
What's going on?
No, nothing. What's up?
Go ahead, Whit.
She just went into a dark kind of place.
I'm okay.
And we're trying to figure out.
Okay.
Mm. Her eyes are completely. Her eyes are completely dilated.
I'm awesome. What's up?
Wait.
You want to scoot?
Scoot?
Yeah, let's scoot,
yeah,
dude.
Well,
we can scoot and just say we're almost done here.
Yeah, no, let's go scoot.
Okay,
yeah, I'm awesome.
Okay, you're awesome. Sorry, she's doing great.
I didn't mean to answer.
It's okay. We love that. We love the rats.
Cool.
That's fine. When Clay was a kid, his mom would dress him up and introduce him around town as Susan.
Yes. Dressed me up like a little girly and walked me around town. Any questions?
So.
No, I don't think I have any.
She would show me off to the girls.
What did they think? Did it go well?
Yes.
He'd lift up his skirt and show his little panties.
I go, Mommy bought me new panties. Y'all want to see? And then I pull up my. I pull up and I show him my pink panties and I go, hee hee.
Oh no.
I go, who wants to see my panties?
No.
Shabon, yeah.
Wait, how old were you when
wanted mommy to be proud?
I was literally 1 year old. I was standing up at 1 year old showing everyone my panties and I would go, hee hee. Shabon, yeah.
Because this was before Michael was canceled.
This is true.
Yeah. This was like 16 years ago.
16.
Yeah.
You're
famously 17.
I'm 15 now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So 14? 14 years ago?
Where am I?
Oh, you're in LA.
You want to see my panties?
No,
we're good, dude. We're good.
No panties.
Okay.
Please no panties.
Yeah. So he's always been a fan. He's always been a stan.
That's true. Yeah.
Of MJ. But now that MJ's canceled...
No more.
You're only listening to your earbuds in the woods while you're trying to find a mid-movie burger.
Mid-movie burger, and I'd be like, hee-hee.
It's nice that you're giving people space.
Yeah.
His former doctor.
Yeah, you gave him space.
Well, yeah.
To die, yeah.
To die.
Did you ever work with any other big famous kind of clients?
Julia Roberts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor about her, which is that she doesn't like background actors to look her in the eye.
That's true. I can tell you that for certain. Because when we first met, she didn't even know I was her doctor. She thought I was a background actor. And I said, hi, nice to meet you. I'm doctor. And she said, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm pretty woman. If you look at me, I will steal your son. And I said, doctor, doctor. And she said,
give me the news.
Oh, sorry. Then she did the classic.
Classic.
So her real voice is like, she really
like
sounds like Lucifer.
You're huge.
Don't look at me.
Yes.
I'm Julia Roberts.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
And I had to let her know real quick, and I had to show her my medical school card.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, thank God, never mind. And she left, the big old laugh, and her jaw unhinged. And I went inside of it, and I slept for a week, and then I came out, and then I was her doctor for about a year and a half.
That's awesome.
And what kind of stuff were you having to give to her?
Brush her teeth, brush her hair, give her fish oil pills.
It's like regular doctor stuff.
Okay, so like classic medical.
Classic, yeah. What they teach you in school.
Like how your doctor brushes your teeth, combs your hair.
Yeah. I worked at Theranos for a little bit. That's where I did my internship. Mm-hmm. If you watch Grey's Anatomy and you've seen that they do internships, I did my internship at Theranos. Mm-hmm. So I stole blood.
Awesome.
And, why would you steal the blood?
Because you have to.
For why? From people?
Yeah.
Okay. And then where would you put the blood?
Just boxes and ship them.
Near your MJ boxes?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
just like loose blood?
Yeah. And that was nice for
a
little bit.
Would you put it in a vial?
In the box.
So you just would pour the blood into a cardboard box?
Wait, are you listening?
Sorry, I just want to get the facts straight.
It's okay. I just feel like I'm speaking very clearly and plainly. I don't know.
It's just like loose blood.
Have you ever seen? Just imagine. Here's the thing. Imagine blood and then not being in a box and then having that blood in a box. Do you understand?
But it's just splish splashing around.
I can tell who here has done 3 years of medical school and who's done 2.5. It's just all that I'll say.
You can clearly see my panties because my pants are ripped.
Clay's wearing his panties again.
Well, it's year three. Well,
the problem is he's wearing his ripped pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
From medical school.
Yeah. Okay.
The Hippocratic Oath says you don't judge people. So I don't judge anybody.
I'm just saying. So you're sending blood around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where does Julia Roberts come into play?
Well, she was just an early investor to Theranos. And so I was just hanging out with her and Elizabeth Holmes, and we were all shipping blood wherever we wanted to. And it was really nice. And sometimes the blood, we would give it to Julia if she had an acting job, just like as a good luck present, if she needed it for the performance.
Yeah.
Because that's a common thing is there's doping with athletes, but actors do it with new blood so they can cry in different ways.
Yeah. A lot of actors have different wigs so that, you know, it's like when you have a performance, you get into the role. But some actors, I think the most talented actors, Christian Bale, Daniel Day-Lewis, Julia Roberts, Adam Sandler, Seth Green,
Greg Kinnear,
all actually will go so far to change their blood type depending on the role. My man, Tony Shalhoub, my life partner, Tony Shalhoub.
And so this is what it brings us all to. It brings us to your number one Hollywood inside deal is with Tony Shalhoub.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And how did you know about him?
Saw him on an episode of Monk and I said, I gotta get in there.
And so this is post your medical profession, right?
Yeah.
And so what are your kind of plan? What's your plan with Tony?
Medical school really drained me, you know, because it's really hard if you've ever done it.
I did it.
The full 3 years with.
I know.
And if you know, you get out there and you're like, what am I going to do? Who am I? And I saw Tony on Monk and I was like, that's it. So, you know, whatever he needs.
Yeah.
He's looking for a friend, an ally.
What's some of your favorite Tony Shalhoub acting?
Honestly, Monk's a big one.
And what's Monk about?
Monk is about a man who's mentally ill, and his mental illness is bigger than the way the mental illness is, and he tries to solve a murder, and his wife Trudy is dead, and that's a murder he tries to solve, but he can't do it because he's got freaking OCD, baby, and then he gets in all these little sticky situations.
And there's one murder through the whole thing?
It's like one big murder, and then there's lots of little tiny murders in each episode, and they're like, Monk, you're sick. And he's like,
I'm a monk.
Exactly.
Okay, wait. Can you, for people that are just tuning in the podcast now, can you walk everyone through exactly everything we learned today?
Well, okay, so we just started learning about Monk.
Okay, so what did we... So you have to talk about MJ?
What's going on?
Just in case someone, like, tuned
in. What is
it? What was someone tuned in now?
Okay, so...
Okay, ready?
Someone turned on the radio.
Someone turned on the podcast now.
They skipped 40 minutes into the podcast.
And they wanted to learn about a guest.
Okay.
Fill them in.
With Io.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about Captain Marvel. And then this is what I've learned about Io. Basically, Io was a doctor. Yes. She went to school for 3 years. She didn't get her degree.
Thanks.
But she did get the card.
Exactly.
That said you were in school.
Yes.
And that's where you... Then you left school after the boob surgery part.
I was done.
Because you were done because that's... plants were splitting and you're like, I'm out of here. I don't need no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you go start working for Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Where you're his doctor. Mm-hmm. He's making you pizza rolls.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And he's also doing some of his finest noise work.
Yeah.
And his deathbed.
Yep.
Doing noises like... And...
Yeah.
And are you the dang beagle?
Yes.
Beagle with the baby. Bing bong boo. Uh-huh. And of course, some classic... She's doing Shandong Aang, which is some of his best work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You leave working Michael Jackson simply because he died.
Yeah.
He died. Mm-hmm. Then you go, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. You just clock out.
Yep.
A new doctor comes in, takes the blame, goes to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start working for Julie Roberts.
Yeah.
But not until after you did a surgery on a pair of Siamese twins.
That's
and
true.
You accidentally cut their neck off because they weren't marked properly.
Well, yeah, it was my fault.
Killing both of them.
Yep.
Then you start working for Julia Roberts,
mm-hmm.
where your job is to brush your teeth,
mm-hmm.
brush your hair,
yeah.
Give her fish oil pills,
yes.
and then go to the hospital and steal blood from people, loose blood, and put it in boxes and mail it places.
Yes.
Just put loose blood, splashing around.
Just washing and taking a bath, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And what would you give this?
So far?
Yes.
Her life?
Easy 10 out of 10. This is a very compelling life.
Oh, dude, thank you.
Yeah.
And you forgot about Monk.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, no, I was just...
Oh, so far.
Just so far.
And while you're doing all this, mm-hmm. in your mind, you're thinking, I wish that I could just be a regular actor, because my whole life...
Thank you.
I've been an actor who's had to put the shoes onto my knees play a little person.
Yep.
Or a kid, child.
A child.
Yeah.
And some, I've
the original
into,
little people.
Yeah. I've gotten into a bit of stilt work to play taller actors,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
but I would really love to be able to be myself.
Yes.
Which is really hard, and so you're focusing on that.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you're discovering Tony Shalhoub.
Loving.
Who plays Monk.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub plays a person who has OCD, whose wife dies, and he gets into solving a murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. That's my entire life.
And that's a perfect 10 out of 10.
And I give that a 10 out of 10.
Aw, thanks, dude.
The podcast is over.
No, sorry. It's just...
Okay, well...
What's going on?
Well, okay, so we have wrapped up your whole life.
That's true.
Is there any... So we do have a lot of inside listeners, a lot of industry listeners, all kinds of agents. We have Bobby Jean's Kids and Teens is like a notable agency that listens to this podcast.
We have the Samantha Bee Agency.
We have the Samantha Bee Agency, wow. who's a different Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
And we have the...
Samantha Bulldog.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it stands for. We have Absolutely.
Like Productions.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Productions, which is... it's Tim and Heidecker.
Tim and Heidecker.
Wow.
Show.
Yeah, and Eric Wareheim. They produce this. And so they're always listening.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you kind of like... something that you would want to get out on, like... Listen, you're on this new page. You've been through all of this shit. You're a doctor. You've killed. You've done
killed.
All these things.
Yeah.
You know about secret noises.
I've been in situations where people have died.
Yeah.
So
you've given actors new blood so they can grow their hair in different ways to do good parts.
And they can learn it. They cry differently.
And cry differently.
Yeah.
And
that's me.
Is there anything that you want the world to know?
And what's your favorite type of music?
Long and hard and soft also.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it.
I think that I have a lot of potential to offer the world as an actor
mm-hmm.
of my specific exact height.
Which is?
Somewhere between 5'6 and 7.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say 5'6 and a half.
Yes. No.
And
can't do that.
Thank you. And so I would really love to be in this situation where I can do that and be that freely while still being somebody else and maybe being near Tony Shalhoub. but also close to Millie Bobby Brown, who I don't care about, but I need to know exists for real.
You don't believe she exists?
No.
Okay.
I think she's a CGI.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
That does make a lot of sense because her personality is kind of weird.
It's all over the place.
She is fake news.
She could be a fake news creation.
She could. And I won't know until I'm allowed to be in a project with her as my normal height. Because sometimes also when I'm on the knees and when I'm on the stilts, reality is altered.
So this brings us back to kind of like an overall theme that I keep getting from you is that you want your interest in espionage.
Yes.
Okay.
I was afraid to say it outright.
So you want to be... You want to get the real answers about Millie BB.
Because you think Bush is listening.
I respect him and I love him and I don't want to say something and reveal my true feelings too soon. And then he says no and sends me a letter that says, you're out of here, punk.
Oh.
Is that what he would say?
That's what he would say in a written letter to me that's handwritten.
You're out of here. Punk.
So, okay. So, all right. The listeners, think about it.
Do you have spy people in here? What's up?
Well,
what's up?
What's
up?
We don't know.
Okay.
There could be spy people.
Lon's last name. Wait. Let's just say.
There might be a spy in here.
Wait, what?
Wait, what's that? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He's coming. He's just coming towards us. That's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. I'm joined by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum, our number one guest, Ayoa Debri, and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. Please like and subscribe.
And don't forget to buy our merch.
Buy our merch. And also review us. That's helpful.
On Instagram, on Twitter,
and everything.
And please follow Io on all walks of everything. We'll
just
tag her and all the crap. And snappy do, snappy day. Hit it, Clay.
Snappy do, snappy day.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.